When we checked in with composer Robert Keir last September, he was at Christ in the Desert Monastery in northern New Mexico, sitting at a creaky upright piano, composing harmonies for an ambitious choral project. Well, he finished. The piece premiered in Austin, sung by Conspirare, the acclaimed chamber chorus based in that city. NPR's John Burnett has been following Keir's musical creation from inception to completion. This morning, he has the final chapter.
Letter V, a half note before, please. Letter V, a half note before.
Welcome to the Choral Olympics. Conspirare has 4 days of rehearsal to master the most challenging and lengthy composition most of its singers have ever encountered. They're wearing jeans, sipping bottled water, and standing before thick scores inside St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Austin. Robert Keir, a prolific American composer of luminous choral works, sits on the front pew straining to hear how his musical ideas sound in practice.
Yeah, the strings at the end... When you go to those double stops and take those out.
Keir was commissioned by Conspirare to compose several choral works as a 21st century response to the music of four Renaissance and Baroque masters, Josquin des Prez, Orlandus Lassu, Tomas Luis de Victoria, and Johann Sebastian Bach. They all wrote polyphonic music, literally many voices. The composer creates the music. It's the job of the artistic director to shape and birth the finished performance. That person is Craig Hella Johnson. Under his direction, Conspirare, which means we breathe together, has recorded 5 CDs and earned 5 Grammy nominations. When his singers are in full voice, the impish Johnson seems to vibrate like another vocal cord, straining and stretching and pulsating in his black sneakers.
Can you paint these phrases in this kind of quasi-stretto-like at the bottom of the page? Et quam de quora.
In one passage from Lassu, Johnson wants more expressiveness, more intimacy from the singers.
Can you be the one to care most for that word carissima? Carissima, carissima, carissima.
Conspirare does not have a permanent company. Johnson assembled these singers from all over the country to perform this concert series. They're a dream team. Yet they have only a few days to learn 4 concerts totaling 5 hours and 15 minutes of new music, a huge undertaking. Johnson says they would typically spend 4 days learning one new composition.
We kind of joked when we first began. I said to the singers, for every 10-minute piece, we've got about 8 minutes to rehearse it, so let's be really focused and efficient.
It's hard.
Kathleen Rich is a soprano from Austin.
There's so many parts. We're all changing keys at a different time, and just when you feel like you've established a key, another choir group comes in and changes the key on you, and so you're having to grab a different one, and it's beautiful, but it's hard.
On opening night, the singers wait upstairs in the choir room nervously. They give each other back rubs and loosen their voices. And then it's showtime.
Okay, everyone, let's start lining up downstairs, please.
19 singers dressed in black file into the church, which is dark except for the glow of candelabras. The singers would later complain they could barely read their music, but the effect of Keir's lighting together with his music is dreamlike. It's uncanny to hear Conspirare perform the music that I witnessed Keir compose 5 months earlier at the monastery in New Mexico.
Here's what my melody sounds like that's based on the Josquin melody. So you can hear how it rises through all the vocal parts.
That's what it sounded like at the moment of creation, and this is what it sounded like completed. During rehearsals in Austin, I asked Keir if the music had changed much since he first wrote it down.
I have to say that the piece sounds almost identical to what I heard inwardly, and I think in part because I know Craig so well and the singers so well that I really had their sound inside of me when I was creating the work.
By the end of the concert series, a breathless critic for the Wall Street Journal called Keir's cantata, titled Songs of the Soul, a powerful new achievement in American music. But perhaps the greatest compliment was the response from the sold-out audiences who sat in mesmerized silence every night. After the last show, fans went up to Keir in the foyer.
It's magnificent. Just sterlingly beautiful. Thank you.
I heard it last night and came back. I wasn't planning on coming back, but it was so lovely.
Thank you so much.
I've been waiting all my life to hear you.
For this marathon event, the singers had taken extraordinary care of their voices, not speaking except to sing, extra sleep, extra water, no alcohol. At a private party later that night, they unwound and wolfed down corn and goat cheese enchiladas, exulting in the afterglow of what they'd done. Emily Lodine is a mezzo-soprano from Magnolia, Minnesota.
Well, we just finished 523 pages of music, which is unusual for a weekend gig. And I thought, I'll never get through this. And we all did get through it. And it wasn't exactly perfect, but it was pretty darn perfect. And I'm from Minnesota, I'll take that.
For a single intense week in January, this challenging music had become part of them. And now it was time to move on to the next project. Their director, Craig Hella Johnson, seemed subdued.
Tonight after the performance, I did have a fulfilled feeling, but then right on the heels of that, a quietness and a kind of a sadness at letting it go.
Composer Robert Keir, on the other hand, was ecstatic. He had bought 15 bottles of champagne for the occasion, and he raised his glass for the first toast of the evening.
The performance of my piece tonight was something I don't have words for. Craig and I came out of the hall, and we looked at each other, and we just held each other in silence. We couldn't say anything. And I just want to thank you all, every one of you, from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've given to this and that you give on a daily basis to music as an art. Bravo.
As it turned out, this was not goodbye. Kunstberare will record an upcoming CD of some of the Keir compositions that were premiered here. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.